The Trades Union Congress says the celebration of the International Youth Day today gives government the opportunity to focus on the development of the youth. In a statement, the union said it is a common knowledge that the youth are the future of every nation, yet they are faced with numerous challenges, including unemployment. It is estimated globally that more than 1 billion young people lack education, freedom and opportunities to develop themselves. Today in Ghana, the youth are on the streets selling all manner of things, dog chains, pure water, etc., without having any hope for the future. It is due to the lack of proper social assistance to support such contingent to obtain support to develop themselves. The union acknowledges efforts by government through the NYEP to give employment to the youth. Such opportunities within the NYEP, the TUC said, should be made available to all Ghanaians, devoid of political considerations. It sees a great danger in the huge unemployment facing the country. The TUC therefore calls on government to put in place innovative plans to provide jobs for the huge number of unemployed young people in the country. And the Deputy National Coordinator of the National Youth Authority, Prince Derek Ejay, says a lot of programs have been put in place to empower the youth. One such program that will soon be put in place is Youth Parliament to champion the cause of the youth. This, is said, is necessary to avoid the current turbulence in the UK and parts of North Africa. Mr. Ajay was speaking to Radio Ghana on activities marking International Youth Day today.
This year's International Youth Day celebration has been done countrywide. As you're aware, 30 volunteer camps were set up across the country. In all 10 regions, we had 3 volunteer camps which had youth in them, and they were looking at the policy priority areas, fixing them within the lines of the action plan of the National Youth Policy. These camps are coming to an end today, and they are being closed in Accra. There will be a national event for the closing of that at the Kwame Nkrumah Mausoleum this month, while similar events happen in all our institutes, leadership and skill training institutes countrywide. We have actually imbibed in these young people, not just the spirit of them, but like I said, the priority areas of the place, which includes entrepreneurship and also employment. There is a major shift from employment by the state to empowering young people to be employed. There's another key area that we think we must be pushing for, and that is youth participation in everything at all levels. And the rise in UK is attributable to the young people not having bent and also the unemployment situation, and we are not unaware of that. In fact, in North Africa, we have had similar circumstances, and we believe that Ghana, as a place in Africa, must also establish a national youth parliament as a consequence of all these acts. To that end, again, on today's bill will be the official launch of a national youth caravan, that is dubbed the Better Ghana Caravan. The theme for our camps have been bettering the youth for Better Ghana, and we believe that in training the youth, we must empower them to be employed if employment is a canker. The caravan will be also looking at issues to do with HIV, AIDS health generally, as the UN Secretary General has outlined, but also significantly the other priority area issues that the caravan will seek to address, that is the issue of drug abuse and also conflict resolution. Just a few days ago, we've heard of disturbances in Boko and the UK London riots and so on. And we believe that we must make an effort as young people who are normally used as agents in these conflicts. We must also take a step towards resolving these, because these are actually necessities of life if there will be development. Peace.
Deputy National Youth Coordinator of National Youth Authority, Prince Derek Ejay. The president of Youth Africa and NGO, Emmanuel Ashigbe, also believes nothing is being done to promote the development of the youth in the world, not even in Ghana. He called for a policy direction which will promote not only skills training, but also training in technology to enable the youth contribute more to national development.
The government of today in Ghana, I don't think so. Not even the previous administration or any, apart from Kwame Nkrumah administration. I don't see any administration after Kwame Nkrumah that really give a direction to the growth of the nation. No, I don't really see.
What will you have wished governments to do for the youth?
Well, the youth of the nation supposed to have a direction as to challenge the international community for the growth of the nation. But the young people in Ghana are only trapped into politics, and it looks like when you join politics, you can become somebody. But when you get to the rural areas, you get to the communities that there's no office of politicians and whatever, you see that nothing is helping the youth in those areas. So I don't see anything to say that the government of the day or any government after Kwame Nkrumah's administration is helping the youth or helping the nation for the growth of the youth.
If you were given the position of the Minister of Youth and Employment, what would you have done for the youth?
We have the young people that have skills and have talent that have to do when we talk about technology. We talk about artisans in general. We have the young people. They are not thinking about the advancement of these skills and talents. And for example, we have nurses, we have carpenters, we have electricians. We're talking about affordable housing. Don't we have the human resource to carry out this project? There's nothing that you can say that is working for the youth, but it's all from office to office in political ways.
Are you telling me that you are not aware of government's program to develop skills and then roping those who are not in schools into a youth development program? Are you saying you are not aware of those efforts?
These efforts you are talking about, how is it being carried out? What is the action plan? And what is the structure of these programs that will help the youth? Let's see it on paper and let's see it working. That is the thing. It has been like this for ages, that nothing is happening. It's always something that we hear from the media or we see on the screen that this thing is happening. But get to the grassroots, you see nothing is happening, helping the young people.
President of Youth Africa, Emmanuel Achebe, in that interview with George Ankra. The executive director of Child Rights International, Bright Appear, believes that apart from Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, who had pragmatic programs developed for the youth, no other political leader has been able to prioritize the development of the youth. He said young people are eager to leave the country to seek greener pastures due to massive unemployment, saying political leaders lack dedication towards the interest of the youth. He spoke to George Ankra.
Since 1957, if you look at the government that have evolved as a result of the practicing of democracy, there are certain times that we have also abandoned that role. But in all the governance structure that we have defined for ourselves in all the seasons and then the time, you will also see that there are certain times that we have also neglected the basic responsibilities towards young people in this country, which also led to certain agitation within the student front as well as people who, as a result of they feeling that they've been neglected by society, sought to do certain things. And that same thing, you'd also realize that we play down on that exuberance, you'd also mobilize people, you'd also rescue power in terms of how we want the governance structure to go. In certain areas, we've been able to mobilize young people to pursue certain cause. But in terms of also defining their focus to contribute to national development, is where, for me, we are lacking in terms of the political commitment. Because I believe that when we put young people in the right perspective, they will contribute a lot. And if you look at what is going on, for instance, if we have paid attention to the country, youth development, I don't think that any association at all would have served as an unemployed association of students. So that is also as a result of the kind of system that we've not been able to put in place to make sure that we rescue young people and make sure that we define what they can do to support the system. And what we have done is to have a piecemeal approach in terms of how to deal with the young people in this country. But I believe that in all sectors, youth who are in the non-formal sector, youth who are also working in the formal sector, all should have a similar program that would also let them see how best they can contribute to it. Because if you look at the rate at which young people are living in this country, would also suggest to you that the system is not conducive enough for them to also seek for any kind of help that they desire to also pursue the agenda that they feel that they should believe in. Because what we can do to help young people is to believe in a system. And for me, if the system is not right for young people, they would always define a system for themselves.
Executive Director of Child Rights International, Bright Appear, talking to George Ankra. The National Youth Organizer of the NDC, Ludwig Honlinger, has paid tributes to Ghanaian youth for their contributions to national development. Speaking to Radio Ghana to mark World Youth Day, Mr. Honlinger asked the youth to show commitment by embracing government's development programs, especially in skills and technical training, agriculture, and the youth employment programs.
I want to congratulate all young people of this country for observing this day. It's a great day in the history of young people all over the world. But first of all, let me say that one of the greatest things we are doing as a government and as a people of the country is, first of all, to come out with a youth policy that would direct young people of this must be treated and must be helped to be able to achieve their lifetime ambition. I think that one of the things we need to look at critically in developing young people is the issue of education and skill training. Education is very key in the life of every economy, and it's a very important tool to be able to make sure that we sustain our economy and also get the needed human resources for national development. So I'm so glad that government is putting a lot of emphasis on education so that at least we'll be able to train the necessary human resource need of the country.
Because you are talking of education, one most important pain of parents is that tertiary education, even though it's supposed to be a shared responsibility, has become so expensive under your tutelage. What are you saying about it?
I think that if you say under our government, then you are making a big mistake. Education has always been an issue in this country. In fact, not only in this country, but all over the world. If you look at the unrest going on in the United Kingdom, it's all about high cost of education. Education can not, at this time of our national development, be a sole responsibility of the state alone. It must be a collaboration of all stakeholders. I'm talking about industry, the state, and parents. So we need to holistically look at the issue of funding education across the country and find a way of making sure that young people are not deprived of education because they can't afford. That's why I think that it's a shared responsibility of all stakeholders in the country.
National Youth Organizer of the NDC, Ludwig Nonje, talking to George Ankra. Meanwhile, the Communications Director of the MPP, Nana Kumia, says the celebration of World Youth Day today should focus on developing an action plan on employment for the youth in the country. He said the establishment of the National Youth Employment Program and the National Program for Youth Development are steps in the right direction, but much still needs to be done to tackle unemployment of the youth, since it is a major problem affecting the nation. Nana Kumia spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
Successive governments have tried to do what they can for young people. But these governments in the last 2.5 years has woefully failed the youth. You know, the previous government, the NPP, we had the National Youth Employment Program, which is the biggest youth program since 1997, since the Fourth Republic. There is no state program for young people as big as the National Youth Employment Program. We also went ahead and completed the National Youth Policy and an action plan, took it to cabinet and got cabinet approval in December 2008. 2.5 years down the line, nothing has been done about the National Program for Youth Development. The government, when it came into power in 2009, waited until sometime in 2010. Then they said they were outdooring another youth policy. And so they went to all kinds of fanfare to outdoor a policy. There was no action plan. And as we speak, 2.5 years, almost 3 years into the government, there is no action plan that will guide the public sector and private sector who work with development of the youth. And today, as we speak, youth unemployment is probably the biggest problem we face as a country. And there is no employment policy that would meet this huge challenge of young people.
Youth unemployment has been an issue that has been with us for a very long time. What do you suggest should be done, actually, to curb the situation?
The first thing to do is to have a national employment policy and an action plan hand in hand with the national youth policy and an action plan. The two will dovetail. The National Youth Policy and Action Plan will talk about other things apart from employment. We'll talk about the youth and how to incorporate the youth into culture, how to, you know, use the youth to fight social vices, and we'll talk about the education and so on and so forth, youth in voluntary work, how to incorporate the sense of nationalism and nation building into the youth, all of that. And then it will also have a section on youth employment. And then you have a National Action Plan. Because it's not all the unemployed people who are young people. There are some who are older people. So you have a national action plan on employment.
Communications Director of the MPP, Nana Kumia, talking to Jonathan Thompson.